It is Monday, April 29th of 2024, and you are watching Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Welcome everyone to Guy's Daily Drive. We've got, so much traffic just trying to get through here, this little intersection. Can I get around them that way as people are trying to make a left into the school? I can, so good for me. Hooray. And, did I miss the bus? Is this the backup bus? There's a bus that comes up here, makes a turn, and then backs up down the street. I don't know why it does that. No. It is not the backup bus. But it is probably going to take a right-hand turn right on the road that I want to turn on, which is probably going to slow me down. But that's my problem, not yours. That's my problem. So, today, I have been struggling a bit on the website. Trying to get embedded audio. And for whatever reason, my provider does not play nice with embedded audio with WordPress. But I have kind of found a way around it. But it's a pain in the neck. It's like with YouTube, I just put in the URL that YouTube gives me for an embed, and it works. It just works. But my provider for audio that stores all of my audio stuff, it does not work. Their embed code does not work with WordPress. And here's the thing, WordPress shouldn't have to change for them. They should change for WordPress, for all of the people that use WordPress to make their websites for their podcasts. And it's like, why can't you just do this? Why can't you just make an embed code that doesn't require making a separate app and just going through all these different hoops just to put an embed kind of graphic so people can watch and listen to the podcast? YouTube does it. No problem. You should be able to do it too. I'm not particularly happy with my provider or, the site that provides for storage for Guy's Daily Drive and the mymac.com podcast, the version that I put over there in there. But after you get a certain number of episodes, it just becomes a really royal pain in the ass to move to something else. Especially if you want to preserve all of the links that you already have that goes to whoever it is that they're maintaining the link to all of the shows. So you'd have to change all that, and then you'd have to go in through and in your feed make all, it's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'd be better off just making an entirely new show and saying, if you want to catch all those other ones, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I have them all. I have every single audio and video episode that I have made since the beginning of all of this locally, and of course on a cloud backup, not iCloud, but a different service. Oh, what was that? I hope that wasn't, okay, never mind. And so I could do it, and it would take a lot of work and a lot of time and people who wanted to go back and listen or watch to those old shows, and I don't think there's really anybody that wants to do that. Could do so. It's more of an archive. Come on, you can do it. There you go. It's more of an archive for me, so I can refer back to it if I want to, and not have to download it from an external source. But it, you know, all of the things that, I'm talking about here could go away if my provider would just make it easier to do an embed in WordPress. I might actually, instead of just complaining about it here on Guy's Daily Drive, which is ridiculous, I may actually contact him and say, why isn't this working? And again, saying that it's WordPress's fault is not an excuse. Fix it yourself. So that's what's going on with that. Talking to my wife this morning about my son's upcoming wedding, and it's like an hour and a half to 2 hour drive to get to where they're going to get married from here, from where I live. And of course, I'm going out by myself there the day before the rehearsal dinner with a bunch of the stuff that that I've gotten from him that's going to be used at the wedding, the booze, and possibly some other things. We'll see as we get closer. I certainly have the room for it. That's not really a problem. But then it comes down to, how's my wife going to get out there? Because, you know, we have reservations to stay at the location where the wedding is going to take place and the rehearsal dinner for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Most people are just going to show up on Friday. If they're going to the rehearsal dinner, they may not even show up until Saturday if they're just going to the wedding. So my sister-in-law is coming out, but we don't know what day she's getting there. We don't know if she's going to have a car, because it's going to be her and my nephew going to the wedding in all of their luggage. And will they have room for Tracy and her luggage as well? Maybe my luggage too, if there's not enough room in the car for me to take my stuff out there. So there's still so many uncertainties, and it can be not really, I don't want to say difficult, it's just frustrating that all of these preparations that we have to do, come on everybody, let's go, all these preparations that we have to do in order to attend the wedding. And it's not that it's a hardship, it's just, can it be a little easier? But there's so much that is completely out of our hands, still green, that there's things that we can control and there are things that we can't control, as with everything, I guess. And that's just the way sometimes things go. But I just want these issues to go away, because I got so many other things to talk about. I got a ton of medical appointments this week, as well as taking Peter and his friends to the train station on Thursday, so that, because they're going to New York for the bachelor party for Peter. And sometimes I just don't want all the hassle. I want just all of those things to just go away, solve yourself, and I'm just going to get in my car and drive to wherever it is I need to drive to to whatever it is that the event is. And I'm not just talking about the wedding, I'm just talking about things in general. It's like, yes, please, 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 get all this stuff out of my way so that I can just be happy and not have to stress over all of these things. I don't want to stress. I'm tired of stressing. Anyway, that's it for today. Oh, so much stress. Thank you. Thank you also very, very much for joining me today on Guy's Daily Drive. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. If you would like to contribute to help me pay for all the services that I use for Guy's Daily Drive and the MyMac.com podcast, you can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacParrot, coffee, ko-fi.com/MacParrot, or PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. That would be greatly appreciated. You don't have to. I'll keep doing it regardless. This is so therapeutic for me sometimes. What else? If you want to contact me, we just got a listener from the MyMac.com podcast get a hold of us. And he left a very, very nice audio message. And thank you, Scott. I don't know if you watch Guy's Daily Drive. But your message has been received, and is your Woody is on its way. And if you don't know what a Woody is, well, listen to the MyMac.com podcast to find out. I go into it in great detail there every single week. I tell you exactly what a Woody is and how it might change your life. So, let's see. Guy at MyMac.com, that's the email. You can also get a hold of me pretty much on most of the social networks by looking for Mac Parrot. I'm on a lot of them, not all of them, but quite a few. Okay. Also on the X Twitters, I am also Vert Shark. VertShark.com is the website to see all of the odds and all of the vids. What else? That's about it. Again, thank you. Thank you all so very, very much for joining me every single time I do one of these. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And I will see all of you next time right here in this space, right here in this space on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.